reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Caitlin Broadwell here with Dennis Grellis from the state of Washington, the national winner of the Agricultural Service Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency. Dennis, congratulations. How are you?
Well, very good. Thank you. Excited and just lots of things going through my head right now.
So first off, tell me a little bit about you, how you got started in FFA, what chapter you're a part of, what your FFA story is.
Okay, well, I'm from a small town called Fife. I got going by, I wanted to be part of an agriculture, get more involved in agriculture, and so I always said, you know, Mom, I want to do something with animals and get going. So I found out where the local chapter is, and I'm in the city, and so knowing that, I was just kind of wanting to do more with that. So I found where the local FFA chapter was, and unfortunately it was not in my school district, so I had to transfer school districts and become part of the FFA, and that's pretty much how I got started. Always wanted to do more, and I, you know, started this through that way.
Well, definitely a lot of dedication having to move from a completely different school district to get to do what you want to do. So tell me a little bit about what your SAE is. I mean, it's probably pretty important considering the fact that you're the top in the entire nation.
Yeah, correct. My SAE is Agricultural Services and Entrepreneurship, and I shear sheep, alpacas, and llamas for 3 months out of the summer, and it, you know, keeps me busy and out of the trouble. And I started basically from 1 year I was working at an alpaca farm, and the shearer said that I should go to school, and so I went to the shearing school and signed up and found myself a certified shearer at the end of this. And people ask me why, and I say sometimes I don't know. But I got into it and just kept on trying to do bigger and do more clientele and go through that way.
So what exactly do you have to do to go through shearing school?
Well, you know, it's basically, the way I say it is, anyone that wants to, you know, learn the art of shearing, because it really is just an art, because the better you get them, you know, the less it hurts the animal and stuff. And I just signed myself up for shearing school at WSU, Washington State University. They have a week-long shearing school, and by the first day, I was wondering, what did I get myself into? But by the end of it, I started realizing that, you know what, this is it's a skill that's needed in an art. And by that, it's just, you know, after that, just pay my class fee and just go to it. And a whole bunch of farmers meet up at this little shearing trailer at the extension, down there at the extension office, and it's a... By the end of it, you really appreciate the people that do it, and it's a one big little family at the end there.
So, obviously a lot of different emotions running through your head. What are you thinking right now?
I'm ecstatic that I won. I honestly, to me, I through all the people that have helped me out through this, it's just a big thank you to them, and I can't believe that I won already. It's still sinking in. Just finding out, getting handed the check and the envelope that says I get to go to Costa Rica, that's still processing right now. And I wanted to thank, you know, and just the people that were also in my category. They had some amazing SAEs, and all of us had amazing SAEs. But just that I won, I'm still speechless and shocked right now.
So you said that there were a couple of different people who you wanted to thank. Obviously, the people who helped you get to be in this top position in the nation. Who are those people?
I have, because I also show sheep as well, and I show for a lady called Linda Masson, and she has helped me out basically from the day I went to her and said, hey, I'm going to this shearing school. Do you know what, you know, can you help me out about sheep? And she had, I had never met her before, and she had said, sure. She thought I was crazy, but I went ahead and did it, and ever since then, she's helped me throughout this whole process, been my mentor, and just been there right beside me. And, you know, not only her, but my parents that have been right there by my side and, you know, helped me throughout the process of even day-to-day, because, you know, getting my business up and going and going to them for advice and saying, Mom, Dad, how should I do this? That's been a big support. And also all my state staff, my state agricultural, the FFA staff has been extreme help in, you know, any questions I have that I can go ask them, because I definitely have a lot of questions.
Well, obviously the questions that you had paid off top in the nation. Dennis Grellis from the state of Washington, the national winner for Agricultural Services Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency. Thank you so much again for joining me, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
The Agricultural Services Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency is sponsored by TransCanada. Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Caitlin Broadwell.